You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Coffee drinkers around the country got a rare taste of a Panamanian coffee thanks to a deal that hometown roaster Colectivo struck with the Hacienda La Esmeralda plantation. This particular bean is called Geisha, and it's usually sold in specialty auctions once a year. It's not unusual for a pound of raw green Geisha beans to fetch $100 or more per pound. But through some good negotiating and some chance encounters here in Milwaukee more than a decade ago, Colectivo managed to buy three 139-pound sacks directly from the plantation. Unfortunately, their limited-run roast sold out entirely during online pre-sales. Only 412-ounce sacks were put on the market at about $35 apiece. Even though you can't get the coffee anymore, it's signaling a direction that local roasters might be taking soon, bringing more specialty coffee to the area. Lake Effect producer Julian Haida recently visited Colectivo to talk about this rare run of Geisha coffee with their vice president of coffee, Al Liu.
So tell us a little bit about the La Esmeralda Geisha coffee. Where does it come from?
So Hacienda La Esmeralda is a group of farms owned by the Peterson family in far western Panama, on the slopes of a large volcano called Volcan Baru. And the Petersons have been producing coffee for a number of years. In 2004, they entered the Geisha cultivar into the Best of Panama competition, which is an annual coffee competition, kind of like a beauty pageant for coffees, if you will. And it blew the judges away. No one had ever tasted Geisha before, at least buyers in the specialty coffee industry. It made headlines in the specialty coffee industry right away, and the coffee and the farm have just been held in very high esteem ever since. It's what I would consider, and I think if you polled 20 specialty coffee buyers from around the world and asked them what the most famous farm in the world was, I can say with a fair degree of certainty that all 20 would say it's Hacienda La Esmeralda in Panama.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the family that runs this plantation?
Sure. So this farm is owned by the Peterson family.
Which doesn't seem like a very typical Panamanian name. I could be wrong.
Well, the Peterson family actually is an American family with Swedish roots. And the patriarch, Rudolf Peterson, purchased the farm, I believe it was back in the 60s or 70s, but Rudolf Peterson was actually the CEO of Bank of America back in the 1960s. And his son Price, who was a biology professor at the University of Pennsylvania, moved his family down to Panama. The family is still doing everything. With regards to the farm, they are not absentee landlords by any means.
So they've established a bit of a reputation for themselves. It seems to be based on, you know, people's taste, but does that, among the people that you know that have tasted it that don't necessarily have that expert tongue, do they taste a difference when they have this coffee?
Even casual coffee drinkers or coffee consumers who profess to not have sophisticated palates would indeed recognize that this is a very delicious coffee. It's very elegant. You know, I think, like many things, wine, chocolate, food, it's ultimately up to the person tasting it to decide if they like it. But, you know, in the coffee industry, the Geisha cultivar is known as just being so distinct and so special and having a very unique profile that once you taste it, even if you don't know that it's Geisha, you can pick it up. And having such a lofty reputation is not something that we normally come across. It's not a coffee that we would typically source, but we had a rare opportunity to purchase it, and so we acquired a small quantity and are thrilled to make it available to our customers.
All right, well, we're gonna have a taste of the coffee and we'll check in a second. You're listening to Lake Effect on WWM 89.7, Milwaukee's NPR, and I'm Julian Haida. We are at the Colectivo Coffee headquarters, and we're tasting the La Esmeralda Geisha coffee. It's a very limited run, and I'm here with Al Liu. He's the Vice President of Coffee, and joining me now is Nate Radel. He's the Coffee Quality Manager at Colectivo. Thanks for joining us as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you sip a cup of the La Esmeralda Geisha, how can you tell that it is a high quality coffee?
Yeah, I mean, the Geisha is just a different profile from pretty much every other type of coffee, characterized by really delicate acidity. It's got really nice body, and like Al was saying, grapefruit, notes of jasmine, those sort of floral notes. It's quite unique.
So when you prepare to taste something or smell something, how do you prepare?
It's a very kind of strategized process where we start with the dry grounds of coffee, we move to smelling the wet grounds of coffee, and then finally to tasting. So it's a progression through sort of all aspects of the coffee itself.
I think a lot of people like their coffee with cream and sugar. Would you do that with this coffee?
I mean, to each their own, I guess, but I would not personally, no.
Sure. It is a kind of a very kind of delicate kind of flavor, so I can imagine that kind of obscuring it. Al, I wanted to ask you, this coffee is grown once a year, it's produced once a year, it goes to auction once a year. What are the kind of next steps that Colectivo is taking to have perhaps this coffee or other kind of rare coffees come to Milwaukee?
We don't know if we'll have the opportunity to offer this coffee again to our customers. This was a truly unique situation, and it was something that we just couldn't pass up. But because it's been successful, so successful, as a matter of fact, we are already starting to think about how we can continue sourcing and roasting and selling very small quantities of exceptional coffees. The success we've seen with this program is very encouraging for us, gives us something to look at and see what went well, and encourage us to move forward and to look for coffees of this caliber.
Nate, now I want to ask you, if someone's new to coffee and they want to drink good coffee, say they've only been drinking Folgers their whole life, not to hate on Folgers, but what do you recommend they begin to look out for when they you know, pick up a bag or go to a kind of a quality roaster such as Colectivo, if they want to get started getting into the kind of quality game, consuming it?
Yeah, I mean, first step is to support your local coffee roaster for sure. You're not going to get a better cup of coffee at home than you would in a coffee shop. So, you know, come to the cafe, talk with the baristas. Usually, you know, a well-seasoned barista is going to know what coffee's in season. That's another great place to start, is sort of looking at what coffee is fresh versus coffee that maybe has sat in a warehouse for a little while in, you know, the green coffee format. So yeah, doing that, come to coffee shops and just start learning that way.
Very interesting. So just to ask the right questions, familiar to me. And what is it about Milwaukee that has made this city such a coffee town?
Milwaukee has had a great coffee scene for several decades. When I was growing up, I remember going to the Coffee Trader on Downer Avenue, and that was kind of my first real memory of coffee in Milwaukee, as I'm sure it was for a lot of people. We have the fortune of having a number of specialty roaster retailers in this city. And I also think that because Starbucks came a little bit later to the Metro Milwaukee area, it gave local roaster retailers the opportunity to establish a presence and build a clientele. I think people in the Milwaukee area are very supportive of locally owned businesses. And it's just a great coffee city. In our industry, people do know that Milwaukee is a great coffee town. even though we're a smaller city than, let's say, Seattle or San Francisco or New York City, or even Chicago, it is known that Milwaukee has a great coffee scene. So we're very proud of that, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Well, Al, Nate, thank you both for sharing this rare coffee and joining us on Lake Effect.
Thank you very much for your interest, Julian, and we're thrilled to be here.
Thank you so much.
Al Liu is Vice President of Coffee at Colectivo Coffee, and Nate Radel is Colectivo's Coffee Quality Manager. Lake Effect producer Julian Haida spoke with them at their Humboldt Boulevard headquarters. Since we recorded this last week, the Esmeralda Geisha Coffee has sold out online, though you might still find a cup of it at your local Colectivo Coffee. As you heard, the popularity of this particular coffee in Milwaukee is proof that there's a thirst for rare coffees in the area. So while it's unlikely Geisha will be back, other rare coffees may be coming our way soon.